several verses there said law and sacrifice. We still have a law. James called it the law of liberty, that we continually look into the law of liberty. That's everything I've started from the very beginning, and I've said all the way through the last 45 minutes. You keep looking into that liberty. Galatians 5:1, you stand firm in that liberty, comma, Christ has set you free. And you remind yourself continually, no matter what goes on, stand fast in that liberty. And then you go to the second verse of Hebrews 12, and it says, looking unto Jesus. That is horao. See him with your mind. Keep your mind's attention on Jesus, for he is the archegos. He is the architect. He's the one that designed every detail of the building, and he is the teleios, the one who completes the process of building, of faith. You go to him and say, I know that's who you are. You've designed all of this. You've perfected all of this. It is of faith. That's what I need. I need to see that clearly. I need your faith in my spirit here so that you can do your thing through and in me. And we also have a sacrifice. Hebrews 13:15. Let us offer up the sacrifice of praise. And the word there says continually. But as I was looking at that, probably should have noticed it before. It's diapontos. Diapontos means through all. In fact, a couple of the oldest manuscripts put the words together like it's one word. Okay? Diapontos. Through all. Let us offer up the sacrifice of anasis. Anasis there is a thank offering. It's a specific form of praise. It's a thank offering. You're saying thank you. We talk a lot about the attitude of gratitude. That's it. You are saying thank you to God in praise. Offer up the sacrifice of praise through all. Okay? Continuously makes it sound like a time frame. When you say through all, it's no longer a time. Now we're talking about events. No matter what's happening, through all, no matter what's going on, no matter what day, no matter what hour, no matter what's taking place in you or around you or even to you, through all, offer up the sacrifice of that thank offering to God through all. That is the fruit of our lips. Again, giving thanks. No, the word is homologeo. And we've been through this over and over and over again. Most of the times when you see that in your Bible, it's confess. Okay? Confessing. The fruit of our lips, confessing his name. Some of the translation will say giving praise. Homologeo means to speak the same thing as. It is not a confession. It is a profession. When you are professing his name, onoma, his character, who he is, what he is, everything that you know about him, you are professing to him, Lord, you are good. Your covenant loyalty is everlasting and your faithfulness is to all generations. You're it. You're all. If it hadn't been for your instruction, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for with them you've quickened me, right? The spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you and makes whole, makes alive, makes well, supernaturally invigorates, renews, and restores your mortal body by his Spirit who dwells in you. You are professing all that you know, all that's contained in his name, and you're doing it in praise with thanksgiving. And it's one of the most powerful things you can do because God inhabits the praises of his people. This came to my mind so strongly the other night as I was giving him thanks for everything. Suddenly, I felt really bad about everything. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. That's where this came from again. What can I do for him? You know, I'm just going through things in my mind. I'm riding in the car, just I'm by myself. And I'm thinking, it just almost seems unfair. You, the song we sing, you've given me everything. You know, well, I can give my money. Where'd I get that? From him? Well, you know, we can give our lives, we can give our time. Where'd you get that from? You know? What can, and that, I was at the point of frustration. I'm just going, Father, what can I do? I mean, I don't have anything. You have given me everything. And I don't have anything to give you. And this verse came back to me that rapidly. And that's what he said. He said, you can give me praise and gratitude. I had one of those old-fashioned Holy Ghost fits in the car. It was just like, wait a minute, I do have something I can give. And I think that about the musicians, that all the time that they spend and the songs that they write, the things, that's an offering. That's a sacrifice that we give back to him. And I think of all the people who could be in the room receiving the signs and the wonders and the healings and miracles that take place because of the atmosphere of faith that's produced as Jesus manifests the power of his presence. That's what happens. That's all he wants from you. Gratitude and praise. Because you truly recognize with a sincere heart in a full assurance of faith that he has set you free. Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you so much for this morning. I am absolutely invigorated by your words, by the truth of the message, the good news that you preach, Jesus, and that you accomplished and that you teach us about. We will walk in it, standing firm in liberty, so that for everything we speak to you about, everything we require from you, for those, not just our lives, but those people around us, we receive from you, being a blessing everywhere we go and everything we do. Thank you, Jesus.